The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to the prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord.
Do you like to play the lottery? You know, you can't win if you don't play. Lotteries are appealing because the promise of a big payoff. I mean, who here wouldn't want to hit the mother lode? And, you know, life's problems probably wouldn't go away, but I tend to think that I could face them a little bit better if I hit the mother lode. I've got a buddy of mine that plays the lottery all the time. Twice a week, plops down his money. Twice a week, looks at the results. Twice a week, he says, "Next time will be the time." He has great plans for what he's going to do with his winnings. He's made a deal with God. If he wins, 10% to the church, right off the top. And then after that, another 40%. He's going to just give it away. Help those in need. Help friends and family members. And it's only after that he'll sit back and enjoy his winnings. I hope my buddy wins. I really do. I hope, I really, really, really hope my very, very, very dear friend wins. And I would like to remind all of you, if you win anytime soon or not so soon, I consider you too a very, very, very dear friend. But until he wins, I can't go spending his money yet. My friend is generous. He's just not generous right now. I think he's like a lot of us. We would be more generous if we had a little bit more. We'd do a whole lot of other things if we had a little bit more. More money, more time, more friends, more whatever. We'd do more good deeds when I retire, or when classes let out, or when the holidays are over. Volunteer more when things just aren't so hectic. I'll be more involved when I feel more comfortable. I'll spend more time with God. I'll work harder on our relationship when I can get a chunk of time without any meetings or commitments, or when basketball season's over. I'll exercise more when the sun starts coming up earlier in the day. We'll do a lot of things when things are just right. We'll set the world on fire with the plans that we have. If only we had just a little bit more. My friends, we live in the present and not the future. All the more that we are ever going to need can be found in this place upon this altar. The time to live is now.